I think it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Great reading, great motivation, always found at Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a pretty good mood, even though I'd rather not be thinking of January this morning as I came out on the ice or the snow, call it what you will, but I'm in a good mood, but now I'm looking forward to a little warmer weather in a few days, Tony.
All right, we're going to talk about relationships and special relationships. In case folks haven't heard, guard Gary Harris has made himself available for the NBA draft. We know that Adrian Payne is going to be drafted in the first round as he was a senior. Keith Appling looks like he's going to be going overseas if he doesn't go to the developmental league. And Brandon Dawson, the junior forward, is still trying to decide should he make himself available for the draft or come back for his senior season. But we want to talk a little bit about Adrian Payne. Much was made of his relationship with a very special little girl who recently passed. And Dr. Braccio, I wanted you to talk to us about that this morning.
Well, I believe that was one of those amazingly wonderful human interest stories, because you had someone who was very ill. You had Adrian Payne who was, they were just doing, you know, good deeds. They went to the hospital. He happened to meet her. They immediately had this attraction to each other and became great friends. He had lost both his mother, his grandmother, and really was kind of a lone person out there in a way, very sad situation. And all of a sudden they became very close, and he really saw her, like he said, as a sister. There was this great friendship that developed, and as he has said it, she really gave him a lot of courage in terms of moving forward. And I think it worked the other way around, that they just had just this communication, this something that was special. It's really a movie kind of a quality of a relationship. He would take her to games, you know, with the family. He even walked out with her when people were walking out with their family in terms of his final bow there at Michigan State as a senior. She was with him when they cut down the nets in terms of winning game there, in the terms of in the tournament, she was there. And the fact that she died just a few days after the final event that he really did this year in terms of the slam dunk contest, it's like she was really waiting to go through the whole year with him. And like he said, he learned so much that he wouldn't want her to be sad, that, or she, you know, wouldn't want him to be sad. Really taught him how to keep persevering and pushing, and then he was like a big older brother, caring person. So that was a very warm relationship, Tony, because we're really in a world where we're seeing young people, you know, cutting people with knives, we're seeing people out shooting each other, we're seeing a world just in disarray in many ways, and when you see a caring friendship, loving relationship between a very ill daughter, and not daughter, child, and then a beautiful, by the way, wonderful little girl, and then you see a person who has really lost the most important people in his life, with the mother and the grandmother who raised him. It was just, it's a warm thing. It'll bring tears to anyone's eyes that has thought about it, heard about it, read about it, or gets the facts about it. Quite a wonderful relationship, and even though she has died, I think her memory lasts with anyone who has followed her, and certainly Adrian will remember her for a lifetime.
She endured something many of us didn't know, because as you saw her in photos and in videos and at games, if you went to games, she looked like she was great. She was happy, I think enjoying the moment. I've got a friend who just went through his second knee replacement surgery, and the guy is in constant pain, but you never know about it, and it made me think maybe I'm whining too much about things that happen to me and others that I know.
Well, I think we can all learn from something like this, because little Lacey always presented herself, really, the Princess Lacey. I mean, she was on, you know, she was even on national television shows. Dick Vitale got involved. I mean, she was just a remarkable little girl for only living 8 years. And I guess everybody was kind of surprised, or at least those that didn't really know what was happening physically, that she really was that close to death. And then the way the death occurred after the final events, in fact, Adrian even I read that he said that he didn't even want the tournament to end because he knew how important these games, these activities, her following him really was. So it's really a very warm situation. Even the John Wooden Award that he got, the new one, the Outreach Award for the relationship that he had with her, he wasn't going to go to Los Angeles, but the father encouraged him to go. In fact, this is a quote here. He told me, this being the father, Lacey would want me to come out. It's not just for me, it's for her. That's the main reason I came. And that's just another one of those special good feelings that come from this relationship, Tony. And it really is special. Anyone you talk to that has known about it, thought about it, really gets some good feelings, and it's better than going to the front page of the newspaper and reading about all the catastrophes and the bad events in the world. This is just a very good story about good people interacting in a very positive way.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Check out his website at drjohnb.com. Have an awesome day. Hope it warms up for you.
And listen, you have a great day, but we'll talk about this way. We'll enjoy the snow until it's gone. Talk to you later, Tony. Mm-hmm.